Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I think what's so formative about Back to the Future was A, the age at which I watched it, and B, I always look forward to going to Wisconsin in the summer because my Aunt Kathy would take us to the movies, and it was just always an experience, right?
Like just to go to the movies? Like you didn't go to the movies a lot?
Well, you went to the Washington, Iowa movie theater.
Oh, like it was a different movie.
But this is like at the Olympia Resort.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like going to the movies at a mall, right? It's already a bigger sense. It just feels bigger. And then the screen seemed bigger. And
that
just the experience of going with a family member.
Mm-hmm.
So like I saw many in the Star Wars canon and Back to the Future and Romancing the Stone. Like those were my summers going to those movies. And including Back to the Future.
I just remember like really getting into, I don't remember what the first movie I ever saw was, but I definitely remember the time that my family went to Fantasia and we left.
Because you were bored? You didn't know what it was?
I was like, I was fine with it, but my mom couldn't take it anymore. And she was like, we gotta go. We gotta go. But I was like, I didn't know that you could do it. I'm like, mom, just like that embarrassment.
I've left one movie ever.
What was it?
Oh, shoot. Johnny Dangerous, though, was that it? It was a gangster movie. It was slow going. It was bad.
And you just feel like, you know, I paid for it. I should stick it out. But
at that point, my favorite somebody leaving a movie is I went to see Boogie Nights. And if you don't know, Boogie Nights is about the pornographic movie industry. That's what the movie is about.
Oh, I did not.
You've not seen this movie?
I've never seen this.
With Mark Wahlberg.
I'm too young to see that.
And Shannon and I...
It's not appropriate.
...are hearing some rustling behind us. And they get up, and I swear to you, all I hear is, this is not about disco. And they left.
Oh.
No, it was not.
I specifically came for disco.
They thought it was about like the 70s and disco and like that lifestyle. And while there was a little bit of alluding to it, it was about a completely different world and a different industry.
No, yes. You bought tickets for the wrong
you
movie.
You sure did.
Oops. We bought tickets based on title alone.
Pretty much.
Oops.
Gotta watch the trailers. At least get an idea of what you're getting into. For sure.
I always liked that idea though. Like, just to be like a retired couple and like just movie hop, just see everything.
Shannon's parents had a group of friends and I forget whatever the cheap movie day was, but they would meet and they would go to like a 2 o'clock and then they would go to the bar, right?
That sounds great.
It's like
great.
Happy hour movie happy hour.
Wow.
It was that's the life I'm looking forward to eventually.
Yes, please. Yes.
Someday.
Someday.
I hope. Yeah.
That is what I want to
do. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Just like, what the heck? Have you heard about it? No, I haven't. Let's try it.
We've tried to occasionally because we're Marcus members and you get like a special price on Tuesdays. So we try to do a Tuesday afternoon club every once in a while, but I get kind of tired in the afternoons.
I know.
So it's got to be something that can capture my attention.
And for whatever reason this year, like things are stacking up on Tuesdays. Tuesday night's the night everybody wants to have a meeting.
It's a busy time.
Yeah,
and we're headed into the holiday season. So I don't see Tuesday afternoon movie club happening for a while.
Gonna put it on the back burner, but know that
maybe I'll put that on my vision board.
Yes,
2026. Yes. More Tuesday afternoon movies, please.
More Tuesdays, please.
For sure.
And we are about a month away from Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just around the corner. Bad news.
What bad news?
According to the American Farm Bureau Association, America's turkey flock is very small.
Well,
this year.
We had a bird flu issue a year ago.
Exactly.
So I'm guessing it's kind of like when you have a Christmas tree issue a year ago, right? It takes about a year for these things to grow.
Exactly.
So we're going into less turkeys, which means more expensive turkeys.
Uh-huh. Also reduced production. So turkey prices are even higher than they were last year.
Yuck.
And there are no signs that that's going to get better in the next 5 weeks. So yeah, you're going to be paying more for turkey and it's going to be a little bit harder to find.
So if you ever do any basic math, there's supply and demand, right?
Yeah.
Could I buy a turkey today and keep it frozen for a month?
Why couldn't you?
I don't know.
Of course you could.
Because I would guess that if I get one today, I'm going to get it at a lower per pound price than if I wait till
when the midweek, jack it up.
When the price is going to go up regardless, right?
Let's be smart.
Yeah.
Let's get our turkeys
well,
now.
Well, if we're doing that, I'm just going to buy next year's turkey also.
Just get two turkeys.
Two turkeys.
It's going to taste twice as good 2 years from now.
Take this advice about two turkeys from two turkeys, you and me.
If you get your turkey buying advice from these two turkeys, I don't know, man.
Could you imagine having a deep freeze where every year you bought two turkeys and at one point, like years down the road, you'll forget you had a turkey in there?
What year is this turkey from?
Is there a Best Buy date on this frozen, solid, frozen, encased and in those ice crystals turkey?
That's taking up some space.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of space.
We had a chest freezer a long time ago. And I'm sure you grew up with one of these.
Oh, we've
like
got
whatever
one.
Worked its way to the bottom.
Yeah.
You're like, when did we buy that?
That's
a box of hamburgers.
My sister said something this weekend. She's like, I finally like defrosted the deep freeze and you wouldn't believe what was in there. I was like, I should probably do that.
It's worth doing.
I don't know the last time I did that.
Get a couple of coolers. Throw in your frozen. They'll be fine for the time it takes to defrost it.
Yeah.
It's well worth it. Partially just for the things you're going to discover.
Look what we have.
Part of the fun of defrosting
frozen
the froster.
In time.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
So this past weekend, we go to Minneapolis, not just to see Paul McCartney. I think we are more so excited about the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
At least my kids were. They were so excited. We went there, spring break last year, and they didn't even get through the whole thing. They wanted to go back. They were really excited. We go back, and like most retail spaces across the country, of course, there is a spot for Spirit Halloween.
Of course.
Of course there is, right? There is some store that's got a little bit of space. So Spirit Halloween has a shop, and Audrey is on the older end of trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. but she is pretty confirmed in her role. Like, she wants to hand out candy to kids.
So she's working the house.
Yeah. And okay. She's like, I would love to dress up as the person handing out the candy. I just think that's fun. You know,
into
the door, somebody's all dressed up. So I say, sure, let's go. Let's go look for a costume for you. And we're going through all of the possible options as you go through the store. There's like the known characters, right? Like
right.
Good witch and bad witch. There's backflipping pop star, which is obviously Benson Boone. And there's like, there's so many options. But she can't decide. Do I want to be like a scary clown? Do I want to be, some sort of like somebody from a decade? Something like that. And I'm trying to steer her towards things that like we already have. Because maybe I'm a little cheap. But I'm like,
those places are expensive.
Well, I don't want to
for
buy
something
you.
You're going to wear once.
Exactly. And you're not going anywhere.
No.
And hardly anyone's going to see it. Like, it's not a big deal. So I suddenly come up with this idea. You know what? We have lots of costumes here at the radio station. Why don't you be a shark?
What'd she say to that?
We've got a great shark costume. It looks kind of like the Left Shark costume from Katy Perry's thing.
The halftime show, right?
Yes. But it's just a big blue shark. Your arms become fins. There's a thing that goes up over your head. Oh, it's almost like a hoodie, like a onesie, I tell her. It's going to be great. I'll bring it home. You can check it out for yourself. So yesterday, I did it. I brought the shark costume to my house, and I said, ta-da! Check out this awesome shark costume! She hates it.
Oh, no!
I know!
Hates it.
Hates it. Does it go over your face? I'm like, well, it can, but you can also just like pop out the top. Yeah, I don't really want to show my face. What?
Well,
that was one of the parameters?
You can put it all the way over your face.
Yeah.
I've worn that before. You've worn that before.
I know.
It's going to be hard to hand out candy when you can't see, though.
Yeah, she just, it wasn't the vibe.
Just put it back in the closet.
I'm going to have to.
Do you want my horse mask from Hold Your Horses Prom?
That would be perfect.
I got a horse mask for you. And so, guaranteed they won't see your face.
I guarantee that once I bring a mask, she'll be like, no, I don't want to close my face off. That's too scary.
You have 10 days to figure this out.
The perfect costume.
All right. I'm going to be a lot easier to work with than your daughter.
Oh, good.
Here's my question. How do you clean your phone screen? And how often do you do it? Uh-oh.
Not as often as I should, as I know that they are the germiest things ever.
They are. And I have a tendency to try to wash it in the morning Because we have like alcohol swabs and stuff in the bathroom. I think that's a good idea. But it always leaves horrible streaks. And I'm like, well, my phone's not fresh. So I'm like, I'll try something else today. I tried like a Clorox wipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't work. See,
that's what I use.
It's just streaky.
Yeah.
How do I get the streak off of that?
You got me, man, because...
You don't do it either?
Oh, I do it when, like...
I try. It's not... I can't get... That's what? My makeup? What is on there?
Buff it. Yeah, it suits your makeup. Face oils or whatever.
It's face oils. Because you wipe it on your... All you do when you use your shirt or a towel, it just spreads them around.
Yeah.
I can't get what I want off of here. I don't know what to do.
I'm a nasty phone gal. It is what it is. I feel like when I hand it off to Cora,
do you have a screen protector on it?
Yes. Yes.
Because you can just peel that off and put a new one on.
I have done that. I've ordered new kits. I don't like a crack. I will not deal with a crack.
Yeah. I don't use a screen protector. I just use a very thick case.
What?
Yeah, I know.
You are wild.
I'm living on the edge.
How? You can't do that.
I sure can. No. I haven't done.
You're... No.
What? Yes.
You have to protect it.
It is protected. It's
no,
encased.
No, it's not.
It's encased.
What if something hits the screen?
It's always in my pocket.
No, it's not. What if you drop it?
I love that I ask you for advice. Now you're giving me other advice and
Here's
I'm saying no.
Advice. No. Get a screen protector.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
It's been a project many years in the making, but today's the day. The City of North Liberty is hosting a ribbon cutting for the open house for the new Hy-Vee Center and Amphitheater. This is a completion of phase one of Centennial Park. Today's events include refreshments at 10, remarks at 10:30, open house 11 till 1, featuring some live entertainment through
awesome.
The midday. This is all taking place at Centennial Park just off of St. Andrews Drive in North Liberty. It is time. It's my favorite time of year.
What buttons?
The 2026 Freedom Festival Button Design Contest is underway. Local artists are invited to submit their artwork and help shape the look and feel of the 2026 Freedom Festival. This year's theme is Party Like It's 1776. Not to be outdone. And this happens every single year.
What?
Sappin' Abbaso is also announcing their button design contest.
What?
Sappin' Abbaso just put out a call out on their Facebook page. Remember, last year was 50, so this is year number 51. Deadline for Sappin' Abbaso, November 30th. So if you're designing Sappin' Abbaso, November 30th. If you're designing Freedom Festival, November 17th.
Loosen up those button ideas.
Details on their respective Facebook pages. It's not cuffing season.
Mm-mm.
It's button season.
Button season.
National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library receiving international recognition earlier this month for preserving cultural identity and heritage worldwide during a conference hosted in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I got it right.
What?
During the annual conference for the Forum of Slavic Cultures, several international cultural organizations were recognized for the work they do to maintain the culture of Slovakia nationwide, worldwide. And one of those to receive the award, the Diploma for Preserving Slavic Heritage Worldwide, went to our National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library.
Well, naturally, yeah.
The way I understand it, though, this thing, they applied in May, and then they sent over a contingent, and they had to make a presentation as part of this forum.
Wow.
That wasn't guaranteed we were going to get it, even though we flew over there. And
really?
Then you wait, judge's determination, bam, we get the diploma.
Wow.
So, pretty big deal.
No kidding.
Congratulations to the crew at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Kristen Bell and her husband, Dax Shepard, celebrating 12 years of marriage. Congratulations to them. She celebrated by posting a picture of the two of them hugging and the caption, "Happy 12th wedding anniversary to the man who once said to me, I would never kill you. A lot of men have killed their wives at a certain point. Even though I'm heavily incentivized to kill you, I never would."
That's a little dark.
It's very dark. It's very dark. And it got a lot of people talking in the comments section underneath that post, and not necessarily about their anniversary. October happens to be Domestic Abuse Awareness Month. So a lot of people are like, this probably isn't the thing that you should be posting about or joking about. It's really, really dark. Dateline did say that they screenshotted this, you know, future
right
stuff. And a lot of people just like, are we going to cancel her? What's going to happen now?
Have they said anything?
Kristen has not responded. Dax Shepard has not responded. But this post went up this weekend, and now it's like it just keeps taking off that people are like, I don't like this. I don't know about this. And on the heels, I believe season two of her show, Nobody Wants This, is out in a couple of days as well. So
they'll address it.
You got to address it.
You have to address it.
Got to say something. Okay, I did not know that Iowa's own Slipknot does not own their own web domain.
So if I went to slipknot.com, it's not them?
It's not them. An anonymous cyber squatter bought it back in 2001, just a few years after they formed the band.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been profiting off the band for at least 2.5 decades. They have a pay-per-click with links to bootleg merchandise.
Oh, wow.
So you go to slipknot.com, as you would, right? If you're a fan of the band, wouldn't you go to that? That's not their website. That's somebody else profiting off of Slipknot merchandise. Slipknot's been forced to use slipknot1.com, but they're finally trying to do something about it. Last week, they filed a lawsuit under the Anti-Cyber Squatting Consumer Protection Act. So they're alleging trademark infringement and unfair competition, and they're asking for the domain plus unspecified financial damages since they've been profiting for, you know, 2 decades.
I was going to say the profit part makes sense. Can I don't mean to take over the story, but I have a very serious question.
Yes, Eric.
I own FerranceFest.com.
And you sit on that. You're a squatter.
But you just said there's a squat act, and I don't want to get attacked.
But it doesn't exist.
The URL exists. I keep paying for it.
They haven't sold to Slipknot.
I'm not making any money off of it.
If anybody wants to have a FerranceFest festival, please approach Dance and Eric Hansen.
I'm still waiting for the year he retires. I think that's my retirement plan.
That is the retirement plan.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not in legal jeopardy like these Slipknot.
No, because it
fakers.
Doesn't exist yet. Slipknot existed. And
fair
they
enough. FerranceFest isn't a thing yet.
Yeah. Yeah. In the future, though.
I got FerranceFest.com.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. And today, it is Back to the Future Day, fans.
So this is the day when they're meeting in the middle of the night at the mall in the parking lot.
Yeah.
This is the date they enter into the computer that sends Marty McFly back.
Marty goes back into the futuristic year of 2015.
Or I guess goes forward, right?
Yes. He goes into the future to celebrate. Casio is reissuing the CA53 calculator watch that Marty McFly actually wore in Back to the Future 2. It's the 40th anniversary, and they've got a DeLorean-inspired polished silver casing with retro futuristic detailing.
I'm on the website. It's a cool-looking watch, and it looks like it comes encased in a fake VHS.
Exactly. It's a collector's edition box that looks like the VHS video cassette. The back has an engraving design for the
flex capacitor.
The flex capacitor.
Yeah, I know.
You know exactly what it is.
I'm looking at it. It just says notify me. I can't buy it.
You can't. You can pre-order it.
Notify me.
Yes, when you can pre-order it.
It's $120.
$120?
It's $120.
Okay. But know this.
Yes.
Casio says it's more than just a watch. Think of it like this, Eric. It's a piece of movie history, wearable time capsule, a must-have for anyone who grew up dreaming of hoverboards and time travel.
I agree. I see it.
Plus.
And it's a working calculator.
It's a working calculator, daily alarm, full auto calendar, accuracy to the 30 seconds per month.
Wow.
Yeah.
It says water resist.
Yep.
And if, you know, I'm running laps, I can use it as a stopwatch.
So think about that. Invest
in
you.
Oh, I'm thinking.
Think about it.
I'm thinking.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
And we're already having a fight in the kitchen.
We haven't even started Taste It Tuesday, and we're already fighting.
We're having Choco Tacos. So a grocery chain on the East Coast. And you get these kits. I mean, Hy-Vee does them. I'm sure Fairway does them as well.
Lots of people do them.
A lot of times, either they put them together at an independent location, they hire a third company. But in the assembly line process, accidentally, hot chocolate mix was put in place of the packet that says taco seasoning mix. Mm-hmm. And as I'm looking at the kit you have in front of us, it's very easy to mix that up. If just a plain white pouch, you wouldn't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Know.
Yeah, no, the pouches look identical. They've got a little bit of, you know, that kind of metallic and then the white.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't look
closely,
and you could easily make a mistake.
So that grocery chain had to recall those kits, but somebody made tacos that night.
and they used chocolate, hot chocolate seasoning instead of...
That grocery store had to be have been notified of this mistake, right?
I would think so.
Somebody called and said, guess what happened to me last night? And we got to wondering what would happen if we made ground beef tacos with a little bit of hot cocoa.
Oh my God, I just got a whiff of it.
Yeah, the beef is...
Now, so, I'm putting, I put my toppings on the bottom because the beef weighs the most.
No.
So okay. It'll weigh it down.
They show you how to do it on the box, and the box actually shows the taco has the beef.
Oh, I know what a taco is supposed to look like.
Okay, but you're, no.
It's like, it's prettier if you put the toppings on the top.
Yeah.
I'm just being more functional by putting, oh God, I just caught a look of the beef water.
The only problem with hot cocoa as your seasoning for your tacos is that it doesn't really thicken at all. It stays mostly as a liquid.
Right.
So there is a lot of hot cocoa water sitting with the beef.
So as you're making this last night, are you just sprinkling hot cocoa mix into a pan like you would just with any other type of taco seasoning?
Yes, exactly. Okay. I made it exactly. I actually made tacos last week. And so I just did it exactly how I make the tacos.
All right. Well, we have assembled our first crunchy shell taco. I'm going to put a hint of some salsa on
mine. I'm going to go salsa less.
Okay.
So that I can really get it.
Oh, I think I'll go on the left side first without the salsa. Then I'll try it with the salsa. Okay. This is beef with hot cocoa mix in place of taco seasoning mix.
So obviously gross.
Taco Tuesday on a Taste of Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
It tastes chocolatey. Okay.
But it's not as gross as I expected.
The good news is you still get the flavor of ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's not spicy.
It was gross when you smelled it. When you actually put it with the other ingredients, it does just taste like a taco.
Mm-hmm.
A chocolate taco. I'm going to try some with salsa.
You know what?
You like it?
It's not terrible.
What happened there?
Let it show. I thought this was going to be overly chocolatey, but the chocolate is light. No?
The first bite with the salsa was bad.
Okay, salsa and...
Because the tomato is fighting the chocolate.
Uh-oh. There's a fight?
Yeah.
I'm going to go...
Oh, God. Maybe I didn't get enough beef last time.
Oh.
Now that I've had more beef...
I got more beef in that bite. You don't want sweet.
Oh, no. No. I think you and I were fortunate on our first few bites not to get a lot of beef. But I'm in the heart of the taco now,
mm-hmm.
and that sweetness just prevails, and it's horrible.
Yeah, I'm glad that they recalled it.
Oh, God.
They definitely should have recalled it.
Because I don't know what goes into hot chocolate mix. I'm assuming it's probably not pure chocolate. It's probably an artificial flavor.
Yeah.
So it just has a fake taste about it. Wouldn't you agree?
Totally. Totally. And the sweet, you know, you're looking for a little bit of more of a kick, a little bit more heat, and it's not there.
Because sometimes even in the salsa, you'd get a little sweet there, but not this. This needs to be taken out to the trash, and we need to call the dumpster company to come pick up the dumpster today. Because I didn't even want raccoons having this, Claire.
It's not for you, raccoons.
It's not for raccoons.
This is not good.
The possum kingdom, stay away.
Okay.
It's horrible. Okay.
It wasn't... It could have been worse, I think, but no. It was not good.
You thought that was bad. When you told me we're doing this, then I don't even know why I thought this was a good idea at the time.
I don't either.
And we could back out if you want to, but I think we're committed because we're here. What if we took two mugs, put in hot cocoa, just a little hot cocoa mix, and then filled the rest of it with taco seasoning mix?
Hot chocolate. We're going to put that together, that combination, and see if we can make it work.
We do that next. Taste of Tuesday continues live from the kitchen on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Okay, we just did Choco Tacos. So there was a grocery store chain on the East Coast. Think of Hy-Vee, where they have those meal kits. But for their taco kit, somebody accidentally substituted hot chocolate mix for the taco seasoning.
Whoopsie doodle.
We just tried that. Claire made ground beef last night, not using any taco seasoning at all.
No, I used a hot cocoa packet. Somebody had to be the person who accidentally discovered that this mistake happened. So we were trying to be that person.
And I'll tell you what, sweet ground beef does not taste good on a taco.
Well, and we first tried of all, it. When you're making it, it never thickens. So you have a little bit of like a ground beef chocolate soup.
It's like if you had cereal and you had that chocolate milk at the end, but that's disgusting.
That's
now
so
we're going to one up the disgusting factor because I asked the question, what if you sold a box of hot chocolate mix and somehow one or two of those hot chocolate mixes actually had some taco seasoning within? So we've got a box of Swiss Miss chocolate milk, chocolate, hot chocolate milk, or a hot chocolate seasoning packet. So I've already put a little in. So we've got a chocolate smell. Now we're going to do a teaspoon of taco seasoning within. Although I've already, I'm just going to dump mine.
Just dump a little bit in all there, right. Yeah. Okay. You can definitely tell a difference.
Oh, God, it's clumpy.
And I don't know. This is supposed to thicken on the...
What's it smell like?
It smells like chocolate.
Oh,
chocolate.
God. That's a horrible smell.
I don't want to drink this.
I will just, all we have to do is have a sip like we're having English tea.
Now, it's Taste It Tuesday, not drink the whole thing
no,
Tuesday.
No, we are tasting hot chocolate with taco seasoning. What were you calling this?
A hot chocolate.
A hot chocolate.
You can see the spices on top.
I sure can. Oh, all right, let's enjoy.
Okay.
Oh.
Do not mix those packets up.
One more.
No. No, thank you. No, thank you, sir.
Oh, you get a little bit of tomato.
Yep. A little bit of spice.
Is that cayenne right there?
That's cayenne. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I've had hot chocolate with a little cayenne in it. That's great.
I thought that there was some possibility where this, they kind of go together.
No.
This isn't that.
No, this is floating, and it is such a color that I can't even describe it because it will make whatever you had for breakfast not be in your body anymore. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Okay, if you're somebody who likes to remove the packets from your taco kit and your hot cocoa, do not mix these up.
These should never swap, ever. This is a public service message from Morning Scramble and Taste It Tuesday.
For just a second, we thought, hey, maybe you should try it before you say don't do it.
Don't.
We tried it.
Don't.
Don't do it.
Now poor, poor producer Ben has to clean all of this up.
Ben, you can have all the leftovers, bud.
Back to you, Ben.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.